gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
All right, welcome to the garage of happiness,
camaraderie,
and love. It is the holiday show, the Dad Time Out Show.
Happy
holidays. I
didn't
clarify that before, but this is the Dad Time Out Show.
Hello.
This is, we'll call this Studio A. Do we have a particular name for it? You want to name it? Because I have now got some news for our listeners as well.
You're looking at me just because it's my garage?
No, but you do a lot of things out here. Does it have a name?
I don't know a lot of things out here.
Well, there's a lot of recording equipment and such.
And I saw some pajamas.
There was some pajamas out here, some stray pajamas. That was weird.
Random.
No, you said Studio B's almost ready.
And
I did want to. That's B for backup studio. I don't have to drive to you every night.
Right.
I just have to walk down my back stairs.
So the news is that we are going to expand the program. I know we think we teased this on the last show. We're going to expand the program now. We're going to be talking to parents from around the country. I've gotten to know a lot of really cool people through the City Dads groups and the Dad 2.0 Summit. And there's a lot of fascinating and cool and parents that are really trying to change the narrative and be positive, like kind of like we are. We goof off, but at the end of the day, we're very serious about our parenting. We really love our kids, and we want to make everything a lot better for them moving forward. So I'm going to take on a bunch of the individual interviews, and you guys are more than welcome to chime in there as well. Hold on, there's somebody at my front door right now.
Chime in right when that happened. So this is where you demote us on the air?
No, this is like the A show.
Oh,
and then
got
there'll be like the little side, like
like when Death Cab for Cutie was a side act. Right, got it.
Right, or when Justin Timberlake left NSYNC.
Yeah, and became
Justin Timberlake, but then he continued to hang out with the band and do
once
stuff
in a while.
Occasionally.
I don't think that's how that happened.
Okay.
No, but anyway.
Shorter, more in-depth, precise conversations and stuff. So that'll be coming up in 2020. But we are here tonight. It's the holiday show. Happy holidays. How's it going, everybody? Last time we saw each other was pre-Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Chris, can we elaborate a little bit on your cranberry bogs and chestnuts and beautiful Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we had a great Thanksgiving.
A loom?
There wasn't a loom, but you know what? Someone got married at my Thanksgiving.
That's
isn't that
so
crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
I got nothing on that.
It's even weirder than I thought it'd be.
We were having turkey. I was eating some stuffing. And then they're like, okay, everyone, let's like line up in rows. And then we'll make an aisle. And then the music came and the couple came. And they're like, we've
impromptu
met
wedding
here at the bog.
I think I saw those pictures on your book of faces.
I was like, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw it too.
When we thought it couldn't get any better.
I know.
Why do people get experimental with their weddings? Man, you know.
It's better than the gender reveals. At least, like, that's
it's
fun.
Next Thanksgiving we'll have that, maybe.
Okay.
I liked it.
Congratulations to the happy Thanksgiving couple.
Yeah.
Ben. Let's put the happier foot forward.
Okay, I work in weddings, and we see a lot of gimmicky stuff. And at the end of the day, my wife and I are just like, man, just... You know, you don't have to have like a Harry Potter wedding, even when you don't like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter wedding.
I mean, this is your wedding.
That sounds awesome.
You know, I don't know. People end up regretting it. That's all I'm saying.
I think that the dates of weddings is really important. And I think that there's, thankfully, this date won't fall on Thanksgiving all that often. But when it does, it's like, I got to like celebrate my wedding and have turkey.
Yeah, I heard 60% of Thanksgiving weddings fail.
I did. I saw that on BuzzFeed.
I saw it on BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Or Thrillist.
Is it the
Top
yams?
Top 10 holiday fail wedding dates.
Must be the yams.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yes. I'm glad you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And had yet another benchmark happen at your mega fest. Ours was pretty simple. But I don't want to go backwards into Thanksgiving. Let's go forward into December.
Yes.
As we are on the cusp, the precipice, the entry phases of Christmas weeks and holiday weeks. So it's going to be our holiday episode. We'll talk a little bit December, a little bit New Year's, a little bit holiday. We'll talk about favorite songs, favorite movies, favorite foods, all right there in the show prep, Ben.
I wasn't excited.
So it's right there. Yeah. But before we get there, I do want to mention one thing that, other than Ben's Pearl Jam set list that happened to be our scratch pad for a quiz. Apologies. That's there. I did come across a very unique news about one of our members this week as he posted an avatar of the new Disney. You can say it better than I can, but Disney Plus has avatars.
Yep.
And you were part of the team that designed what, Chris?
The baby Yoda. Oh, yeah. So exciting.
That is incredible. Are you kidding me? Baby Yoda has been all over the internet. I sent you when it got onto SNL. You know,
yeah, it's been crazy.
Hit the big time.
So crazy. Yeah, we didn't actually anticipate it would be such a meme, which is why we were scrambling at the 11th hour to get Baby Yoda. You know, like Bob Iger. We gotta have a Baby Yoda. You know, Avatar. So yeah.
And what show is that part of? Because I'm not
what the 100. What?
I'm not 100 versed on Disney Plus, but it's. Baby Yoda's in a show,
yeah, it's
right?
It's The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, oh, yeah. Yes.
The Star Wars original.
And you had talked about that before, too, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's good
stuff. That is really exciting. Like, I know what a big deal that is because I'm on social every day, and I would watch it trend, and then I saw these amazing pictures. And then when you posted your little snippet of that, I said, oh, my gosh. I know someone that's in the mix that created... The little Baby Yoda.
So the big question.
The avatar. I didn't make the Baby Yoda. That's all.
Right.
John Favreau.
So it's Yaddle and Yoda's child.
I don't think so.
Hold on, dude. Don't be spoiling. Don't be spoiling.
Sorry, man. Yeah, hey, no spoilers.
I'm trying to figure out like what's Baby Yoda's name. Like his since name, here, Baby
here's
Yoda.
The thing. You know his name's not even Baby Yoda. It's the child.
Ah,
the child. That's the official.
I'm like old school Star Wars. So
just
I'm
a little insider.
Like,
know what that is?
Mm.
That's the show going south. So we're going to go right into our stuff. Dad jokes, tweets of the week. We're going to talk a little 3, 2, 1, go. Christmas movies to start thinking. What's your favorite? We'll have a quiz. And we're going to smart article by smart people. We're going to talk about how to give back during the holiday season. So all that's coming up next. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We're off to the races. Here we go.
Ching, ching, clang.
It's time for dad jokes.
All right, everybody, it's time for dad jokes.
All right.
Let's get our laugh on. You ready?
Let's get our laugh on.
That was Tim. That was my Tim Allen. Home Improvement, Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
These are from City Dad's group. Kevin McKeever, very talented guy. He's got a Twitter handle, Home and Uncool. City Dad Group's pretty cool. They're in a bunch of cities, obviously. Bay Area is run by a really cool guy named Mike Heenan. And they gather all sorts of dads to kind of galvanize in these cities. And they do all sorts of neat projects and get-togethers with their kids as well as the parents and... But it's very dad-centric, and they've done an amazing job over the years. So anyway, long story short, this is coming from their camp tonight, from Kevin. Dad joke number one. Who gives baby sharks their presents on Christmas? Who gives baby sharks presents on Christmas? Who would that be?
The dentist. No.
Sandy shark.
Santy. Oh, yes. That's right. Something
Sandy
like that.
Shark.
Saint Nick.
Sandy Jaws.
Santa Jaws.
Santa Jaws.
Santa Jaws.
Close enough. Whatever. I'll take it.
It's not bad.
We need to video live. Really, the reactions down the table.
Are you
I'm very predictable and very hilarious. What does a gingerbread man use to keep his bed warm?
Gross.
What is a gingerbread?
So weird.
It's making me laugh. What does a gingerbread man use to keep his bed warm?
Oh. Frosting. Hot pockets.
A cookie sheet.
Oh,
a cookie sheet.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
Cookie sheet.
A cookie sheet.
A sheet
You got it. Come on.
No, just because you've been
All right, Ben, this
yeah.
one's for you because I know you are a pretty incredible musician
and
you know music very well.
Yeah.
Who is Santa's favorite male singer?
This has nothing to do with music.
A singer? Santa's
Winters.
Favorite.
Bitterballen.
No.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Is this just for Ben?
Elvis
Presley.
Elvis Presley. That one's great. Right in front of your little elfin noses.
That's a good one.
Elvis Presley.
So you go Bing Crosby.
Who's Santa's male favorite singer? Elvis Presley.
Not bad.
That was pretty good. I like that one. All right. Well, we're going to stay in music, Ben, for 600.
For more embarrassment.
Or we'll go to the Daily Double. Who's Santa's favorite female pop star?
Mariah Carey.
Taylor Swift.
By the way, Billboard number one.
Always.
Right now. And it never was before. And now it is.
Really?
Yeah, I read an article. She had an 8-year plan to get it to number one.
Yeah, right. She had a plan. Mariah Carey had a plan.
Santa's favorite female pop star is Beyoncé, of course.
I like that.
Beyoncé.
That's great. I love that one.
That sounds like a whole lot of
Santa
swords.
Go crazy right now. Santa go crazy.
Yep, Beyoncé.
Oh, I love her.
All right. Here is the last one.
That's good. I like
then there's
that.
A riddle at the end.
Get ready, Ben.
Why did Santa's helper feel sad? Why did Santa's helper feel sad? And I'll give you a hint. It's also an Offspring song.
Oh.
Why did Santa's helper feel sad?
What is that?
He had low
elf esteem.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Low elf esteem.
That's okay because he had low elf esteem. Away. Sorry, listeners.
I was on that trail.
We just got your car speakers.
I only needed another 2 minutes.
Pioneers in the back. But
he had low elf esteem. Pioneer speakers?
Pioneer. 10,
Pioneers 12 in the back?
12 inch.
Bro.
I used to have Pioneers. All right. How many presents can Santa fit in an empty sack? Ooh. How many can he fit in an empty sack?
This is
the riddle.
This is the math one?
We're going to finish on a riddle tonight.
I was told there'd be no math.
3 pi r, something like that?
The answer is only one. Oh, after one present, it's not empty anymore.
Oh.
Wow.
All right, well, that was Dad Jokes. Good job, Ben. Good job, Mark. Good job, Chris. Mark wasn't as sharp tonight. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm going to throw that out there.
Normally, he's really...
really guessing, parting.
All
like,
puns.
Yeah.
Trying.
Not happening. All right, Dad Jokes, we're moving on to Parent Tweets. Hang on.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, it's time for Parent Tweets of the Week. We'll get through these pretty quickly. We have at Patrick Sarah, at Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, lending us a good one tonight. Mental Mama, Weeds Wildflowers. Kind of interesting. Mental Mama, but her at is Weeds Wildflowers. And at Mother Haggard, who I enjoy very much.
Yeah.
This is from at Patrick Sarah. My husband and I keep tradition alive during the holidays by having our annual Christmas tree argument. Is it a safe space for you?
Yeah.
Christmas tree argument?
Oh, I don't get it, but...
You don't get Christmas trees? They're the big giant. You put them in
the
corner.
Tweet. I don't get the tweet.
Oh, the tweet.
Like,
okay.
What are they arguing about? Which tree to get? Where to? Okay, whatever.
Well, I know. We go out on ours, and we started it before we had children, I think, and we go out and cut ours down.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this year was exceptional, but we inevitably have some sort of how to tie it up. Conversation, how to get it on the roof. Because at the place that we go to, which is toward the coast, you have to go drive up four-wheel into the farm.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, they're laid out, but then you get out and saw it, but then you have to get it down to the main station.
Oh, my goodness.
So you have to go over bridges and trails.
That's too much.
It's part of the experience, right?
It's
over the river.
How much you pay for that?
The woods.
How much?
Nothing.
It's
I
like
hope it was free.
Maybe $75.
$75 to cut
should
out.
Have been free.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, but the funniest part is, but it's great. It's
you're
so
driving
much
out
fun.
Into the woods.
The
you're
kids
cutting
all
down a
scatter.
Tree.
They pick out a tree. It's very Griswoldian.
Huh. I was just thinking.
Yeah. And then we all, they'll all take a turn, like, you know, sauna, pizza, drunk. But the funny thing is getting the tree down to the payment center and where they bundle it. They'll bundle it at the bottom.
That should
and
be
this
part
year,
of the
storms were coming in off the coast, and it might have been 50, 60 mile an hour winds, and we got a bear of a tree. And I'm literally, my passenger door's open, and I'm hanging on with one arm, and my kids are all in the back of the car, and my wife's driving, mud flying everywhere. This thing's that's blowing. Awesome. It was. What's that song?
That doesn't dun, sound dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, yeah, slow motion bouncing.
Yeah, I was singing that as we made our way down. So no argument per se, but that was our adventure
tension,
this year.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you earned it. You earned your tree. That's mm-hmm. good stuff.
How long was the drive? Like 2 hours of holding the tree by
half
your hand?
Bay, like 10 minutes. 10 minutes down half the hill. Don't blow
oh,
up in proportion.
Okay, okay. I thought you were up where in like live? Northern California somewhere.
We are. It was in Half Moon Bay.
That's far from your house.
That's really far from your house, man, is my point.
It's 25 minutes.
It's not 25 minutes. All right, whatever.
Okay,
all right, all right.
I was told there'd be no math.
To give you props. Right? We're trying to give you props. Go on.
So it just blends into the Jim Gaffigan tweet, which is, anyone know how to get blood off a Christmas tree?
Right.
So yours is seamless? Does anybody do store-bought, or do you pack it in the attic
it's
and then
the
build
nice,
it again?
The nicest we are to each other all year that day. Yeah. Like kids
what,
are there.
Christmas tree day?
Christmas trees. What's there to argue about? We let the kids pick it. We don't care how ugly. We just stay out of it.
Do you do tree lot? Okay.
Local. You know, we live in an island of Alameda. To those of you in UK, that's by Oakland. So we we go to the local tree lot support. You know, it's just like a local nursery,
yeah, yeah.
And it's a way for our girls to actually get along for a minute. They have to agree on it. No, we don't say a thing, but our two daughters have to agree on a tree. It takes them forever.
Yeah, we have a family vote, yeah. So it has to be a majority, and then we'll mm-hmm. try to cajole the one that's the off vote or whatever. And you?
We switch up every year depending upon, like, we've done Boy Scout tree lots. Mm. My
BSTLs.
Yeah. my wife has been, like, pushing the fake tree action idea for a long time.
Oh,
and
yes.
I haven't got on board, although, you know. Anyway, this year we went to a lot. We found a killer tree. We did the vote. We all have to agree on the tree. It's really more the littles than.
You get a vote?
You know, I mean, yeah, if they pick a tree that has like a giant gap or a weird space that isn't going to be.
Oh, you're particular. We go for the Charlie Browner.
Yeah, that poor tree.
We go for the one we feel bad for.
Man, I tell you, there were so many Charlie Brown trees this year. I was like, eee! Anyhow, and that tree is being decorated right now as I speak in this microphone.
Better get back there.
There's something to an ugly tree for sure.
It's charming.
Some charm.
Charm, yeah. Yeah.
Now, with the bar being this high for you on your Thanksgiving, I'm very expectant of this answer.
Sorry to let you down. Yeah.
You pull it out of the attic?
Is there a bog?
And it's flocked?
For 20 years, my wife and I, we did the go pick out a tree. And then I always felt bad that you just leave it out on the
It gets composted.
I know, but it's so sad. It gets wood chipped, you know. So
what
horrible.
Do you want to do
it's
with
horrible.
It?
I know. I just feel bad. It's so wasteful. So I was like, let's get it's always the same. This one, you plug it in and it's already lit. It's like beautiful. It's like perfect. And I've yet for anyone to come up and been like, oh, this is a fake tree. It looks real. If you spray some little, you know, little pine smell
people.
I'll
tell you what, the first morning you come out and the smell is one of the happiest things for me.
Yeah, the smell. We have fake smell. Pine smell.
You don't.
Oh, yeah. You come out and you're like.
No way.
Oh, what a beautiful tree that is. Perfect.
Pine scented Lysol.
Yeah, it looks great.
I got to figure out the smell you're spraying because I'm all about that if I can
get the smell down. It's like the car wash pine tree. It smells like
just
that.
Just hang 20 of them on the tree.
Yeah. Use one of those as ornaments, you know.
Yeah. Well, then our Christmas tree farm replants immediately, so like there's all this good that comes out of it, and part of the proceeds goes here and there. But we have a compilation of videos already of like me taking the final tree cut and then pushing it over every year.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's so fun.
Oh, I mean, that's fun. Well, did you hear about the
Jimmy Pop-up?
Did you read the article lately, or what was it, recent, that scientists said that they can hear plants screaming when they're in pain?
Did they?
Wasn't that a Land of the Lost episode?
No, this is for real. Like, ah! And you're like,
I'll never eat broccoli again.
Well, there goes my vegetarian diet. Right? All right, so on tree screaming, we'll move on. December is hard when your spouse is the Grinch and your buddy the Elf. Which side of the fence do you fall on?
I'm Buddy.
I'm Buddy.
Go ahead.
Man, you know what? I think my wife is more Buddy than I am.
You're pretty Buddy all the time.
I mean, I am Buddy all the time. But see, I'm a Halloween guy, and my wife is super Christmas. So it's a challenge.
Yeah. You're probably Buddy all year round, so during the holidays you got to kind of flip it up. Little Mephistopheles or something.
Totally. I'm Buddy.
Yeah. You are Buddy.
I
own it. Love it.
And I'm growing to love it more. I thought, like, having the babies, I'd be all about, like, first this, first. But now that they're older, I think we're having more fun getting gaudier. So,
really?
And
not so hectic?
No. And just, we're really into it. You saw my house today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have the Christmas cave that I talked about, and we have this gigantic Buddy the Elf inflatable outside of our back
window.
Dude,
I saw one of those. It's hilarious. Yeah.
I love Buddy the Elf. So great. I mean, we have a neighbor that has that, and it's just like, it makes me so happy when I drive by it. Like, so every day I drive by, and I'm like, I just love that thing.
Well, maybe if you give me your addresses, you'll get a little special DTO present.
Buddy the Elf.
Love Buddy the Elf. I do love Buddy. Just saying.
All right, final one from Mother Haggard, at Mother Haggard. I need to get in the holiday spirit is code for I want to eat an S ton of Christmas cookies, drink Baileys, and watch Home Alone again on the couch in my PJs.
Yes.
Neat.
Mm. Exactly.
I've watched, Freeform does one every night. Now Hallmark's gone crazy too. I've watched at least 10 Christmas movies so far.
You love it. You line them up and knock them down.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as homework's done, because we've talked about this, it's dark. It's cozy. Nothing I like better.
Me too. I'm in there. We just don't get to it. But what are you using to watch it? Like, because I go to, I'm like, ooh, let's watch a
television.
Christmas movie.
Disney Plus.
Oh, they're broadcasting.
Or just.
Yeah, yeah. Most are broadcast or on demand.
I have like a big giant like stack of DVDs, of Christmas DVDs that I pull out every year. I have Halloween ones. I have Christmas ones. And we, you know. Miracle on 34th Street and White Christmas. And
that's the thing, man. They used to turn on TV and the Christmas specials.
Yeah.
And it was exciting to see what was on.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean,
no,
is that still
happening? I totally agree, because the other night, Rudolph just happened to be on Channel 7.
So good. The really bad.
And I'm like, I'm screaming from our room. I'm like, Rudolph's on.
Because
when I was a kid, that was the night.
You had to wait for them to come on. Now I own all of them on DVD. So now it's more, for us, it's more like planned. Like, okay, now homework's done and dinner's done. And here's good the stuff. Grinch. Here's Rudolph. Here's Santa Claus is coming to town. Here's. I mean, all of them. I have literally every Rankin-Bass Christmas movie there could ever have been made.
Hmm.
Yeah? No?
No, I'm just thinking about TV still. How, like, I haven't even thought to turn on the TV, but I wish I had, because that was so fun. And I didn't know they were still showing all the classics.
I think you can create that, but we were also in an era of 10 channels and, you know, 15, whatever.
You watch what was on.
Still, my favorite part of Elf, by the way, is when he goes out with all the little, it's like an homage when he passes the narwhal and all. He's like, bye, Mr. Narwhal.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Love that movie.
So good. All right. Well, thank you to our parent tweets and tweeters of the week and tweeters of the year. Some of these may be 3 years old. I don't even know. But shout out once again to all those great people. We don't write them. We just read them and talk about them. On next, 3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go.
China. Here it comes. All right, so this part is called 3, 2, 1, go, go, go. And 3, 2, 1 is kind of appropriate because we'll talk about lists, too. We talked about Christmas movies in our last segment. Let's just stay right there. What's your favorite What's your favorite two or three?
You guys are looking at me. I'll go first. It's very hard for me to be the Griswolds, you know.
The Griswolds.
My wife.
I'm coding. I'm speaking in code, you know. You know,
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation is just. I mean, what is better? And it gets funnier as you get older. It's you know, a lot of hidden satire that starts to shine as an adult. Christmas Story, straight up.
Christmas Story's good.
Can't miss it. But I'm sorry.
Can I just interject there? Do you watch it with your kids? Christmas Story?
The O fudge part? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm just saying, like, I forgot that it had spicy parts in it. And I was watching it with, like, my 6-year old, and I'm like, whoa, that was in there.
Spicy parts.
Oh, and I'm a blob. Yeah, so there's that. And then hard to go with Love Actually. So to feel the feel good.
Oh, interesting.
Feel good. I know. The cheesy romantic comedy version, but there's also, I'm sorry, I know I do the Dutch thing every time there's a Dutch version. Oh, this is Liefde. It's a cheap knockoff of the Dutch one. Bitterballen. And oh, this is Liefde means everything is love. So, like, we do both. We do the Dutch one. We do the English one.
I want to come over for the Dutch one.
Yeah. It's going to be really boring for you.
Right. All right. Well, EW Entertainment Weekly has number 20, The Santa Claus, which is actually
the new one.
These are bad. The first Tim Allen one is one of my favorites. Gremlins is their 19. I don't know who wrote this.
Nope.
I don't agree with this at all.
Nope.
18th is Christmas Vacation.
Oh, what?
17th is Scrooged.
Mm.
Die Hard.
That's my number one.
Okay.
That's
all right, I'm going to leave off there.
Die Hard.
Oh, yeah,
16 is Die Hard, but it's your number one?
Yeah, that's my number one.
But
who is this guy?
How old is this person?
He's like 21. And he sings.
So with your 11-year-old girl, you're like,
babe. So for the kids, no.
I've got an idea.
That's my
personal. Nakatomi Plaza is what it's about.
Yeah. But with the kids, it's the original Christmas Carol, you know, the Ghost of Christmas Past.
So good.
Ooh, and the turkey.
Oh, the Bill Murray one's good. The Bill Murray Scrooged. Oh, that was
number 18 or something.
Sorry. But, who wrote this? A 21-year-old?
This is Entertainment Weekly.
Oh,
Bill Murray's great in that
probably
movie.
Probably 21-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, so you're a diehard-er. They have 15th Miracle on 34th Street.
Good movie.
14th White Christmas.
Great movie.
1954.
Love it.
Mark. 13th is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm. Not a Christmas movie, but that's okay.
I didn't write it.
I know.
12th is Trading Places.
Nope.
What?
Eddie Murphy?
I do love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie, but that's not a Christmas
movie. Forgot about it.
11 is Home Alone.
Yeah.
See, now I know I have people that have Home Alone at their top.
Nah.
Wow.
I love Home Alone. My kids love Home Alone.
It's a feel good.
It's in the top 25.
Number 10 for them, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ooh, that's a top four top for me.
Redemption.
I'm cute.
I looked like Herbie the Elf pretty much my whole life.
Oh,
like
yeah, that, they, you do.
Yeah.
The dentist?
Kids who call me that in school. Like, right. Herbie the dentist.
Right.
I want to be a dentist.
And look how you turned out.
I want to be a dentist.
You liked it?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Changing it up. Number 9 is The Year Without Santa Claus.
Great movie. See, now you're going.
Don't even know what
bass.
That is.
What's dude,
that?
Rankin Bass.
Year Without Santa Claus?
It's like a rap group from the 80s.
Right.
Right.
Don't you know I'm all about Rankin? Oh, that's Meghan Trainor. Year Without a Santa Claus. Oh, but that was The Heat Miser and...
Yes.
Mr. Frost.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Sun.
Yeah, totally.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. 101.
Dude, full on, man. That's great.
You guys.
All right, so that's that.
That's amazing.
They have number 8, Muppet Christmas Carol. Mark?
Oh.
Muppets don't make my lists.
But it's culty.
It's culty, and that's why it's on that list.
Yeah, and this is general audience. This isn't necessarily kids. They have 7, Bad Santa. Billy Bob Thornton.
Nah.
Ben?
What? Nope.
Ben, you came in at number 6 with Love Actually.
Oh, Lord. No. Wow. No.
But you,
good call. Like I said, dude.
And I haven't watched it.
It's a guilty pleasure, guys.
Wow.
I love Love Actually.
Guilty pleasure.
Number 5 is Mr. Grinch.
Oh, see, there it is. Right there.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yep.
Yes.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
The original.
Here's a tight group right here. Number 4, Elf.
Yeah, dude, that might be so my good. Number one.
So good.
I love
and
that
And it's grown on me more and more.
Oh, that movie just makes me want to weep.
It's legend, Bound so for good. Legend.
Now my five-year-old, her favorite song is Santa Claus is Coming to Town because mm-hmm. of Elf and Bruce Springsteen, but Elf. Number
it has
three.
The controversial song in it, though, with the Zooey Deschanel, remember? I really can't yeah. stay. Oh,
yeah, but that's not controversial.
That's
kind of
faded out already.
Yeah,
though.
Of course, because it's stupid.
Ben Holly.
I swear I can't handle that.
Zoe's so rad.
No, I love the song and I hate the whole nothing. Go on.
Number three, a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, that's like probably my number one, actually.
Yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Well, still, it works its way in your vernacular. Right. Like, I'm like, I got the Charlie Brown tree off the lot.
Full on.
Number two, A Christmas Story. And number one.
Which one is it? Number one.
You don't know? What did I leave out?
Like, what is it?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Of course.
Oh, that's fair. Oh,
we just watched that. We watched it with the kids, and they were just riveted.
I mean, it's going to be hard
Which, for an old movie, it's amazing that it... Yeah, my nine-year-old was like...
A good story is a good story. You get sucked in 5 minutes, you forget about...
But all those movies, like especially the older ones, are a challenge to get the kids to watch. And then they see them... And you see their faces, and the movie's over, and they're just like, wow, that was... Like, when they think a movie is powerful at, like, nine...
Yeah, that's a good one, Clarence. And,
wow, yeah, that's...
Jimmy Stewart.
Ah, it's amazing.
Here's another list just to compare and contrast. I think this is, like, an upvote, downvote kind of thing. It's called the Top Tens. They have some interesting ones. Number 10 was Miracle on 34th. Number 9, Rudolph. Number 8, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Number 7, Charlie Brown. Number 6, Polar Express.
That's a good one.
We didn't see on the other list.
Yeah, we watch that every year.
That final scene,
yeah,
when they're in the North Pole Square.
It's so cool.
So good.
And the bell. Oh, man, that's like life-changing.
Creepy kid, though, right?
The animation's kind of odd.
I don't like the animation.
It was an experiment, right?
You know what's weird?
It was. It was one of the first.
We actually paused that movie during the hot chocolate scene. Make hot chocolate, and we drink hot chocolate during the hot chocolate scene.
Of course you do.
Of course you do, Mark. All right, moving on.
I'm so mean to Mark.
It's okay. You still like me.
My shtick is being mean to Mark.
So I shave off this high cacao in the back, and I melt it down.
I dress up like Tom Hanks.
And then my cats come in with hot marshmallows.
500 cats.
Do you make your marshmallows cats, too, Michael? You jerk?
Number 5, National Lampoon's Christmas, nope. Which is... hands down my wife's favorite. 4, Christmas Story. 3, Wonderful Life. 2, Elf. 1, Home Alone. All right, wow. So that's the movie roundup wrap-up. Let's move on to 3, 2, 1, number 2. Do you, and this might go fast or not, because Thanksgiving kind of steals the thunder with all the great foods, right? Like, we talked about food for 20 minutes last show. What about Christmas?
Food?
Do you have any foods that you look forward to, meals that you look forward to, or traditions that you have? We have, on Christmas morning, this is a generational thing on my wife's side, they make this icebox sandwich, they call it. And it's like Mark was saying to add the cornflakes to your thing, because it gives it... It's eggs, cheese, ham, cornflakes, baked in a casserole dish. And then you kind of square it up.
Yeah.
And then we have, when we open the presents in the morning, we have Bailey's and whipped cream and
you get right at
coffee.
It, do you?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Get
yeah.
right to it. I think, I mean, do you think anywhere in the world eats casseroles except America? I do not. So everybody who comes to America is like, what is that? Baked thing.
What you got against casseroles?
What you got on casseroles? Hear Mark's homage to the green bean casserole.
Oh, I heard it. Oh, Lord. I'm just saying. My family definitely has food.
Do you do a honey baked ham? Do you do like turkey?
It's boring for everyone to hear like what we do for food.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, does Thanksgiving steal all the thunder, or does Christmas actually,
on the food?
Or the holidays actually have their
on
own?
On the sweets, I think definitely Christmas owns the sweet category.
Got it.
Right.
That makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We do tiger butter. If you must know. Tiger butter.
Define, please.
I know.
White
tiger
chocolate.
Butter. What is that?
Milk chocolate. Peanut butter.
Hey.
That's it. Whoa. And melt it all together, and you pour it flat, and you swirl it together, and then you freeze it and break it up.
Just for Christmas?
Yeah, dude.
I've never heard of that.
It's so
That's
easy.
Reese's.
Sounds good.
Isn't that Reese's? So you have to have the white and the dark chocolate separate. Then you melt the peanut butter, and then you just like pour it together, and you like swirl it like tiger, freeze it,
nice.
Break it up.
But now in California, you can use all sorts of butter.
Tell you what, peppermint bark is having a huge
peppermint
grow.
Bark's coming
it's everywhere.
It's like the Renaissance.
Was it ever gone? Was it ever there?
Yeah,
it's like the Renaissance. It's everywhere. Can't get away from it.
That's interesting. I looked at reindeer food. You know, you guys make reindeer food?
Yes.
With the white chocolate covered pretzels and the caramel corn and all that
is
stuff.
Is this to leave for Santa? Yep. Is that like the whole
reindeer? We don't leave reindeer food. We leave carrots and cookies.
Yeah, reindeer for the reindeer.
But no, there's a treat like peppermint bark that's technically called reindeer food.
Oh, okay.
But I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Come on, Baby Yoda, get with the program.
No, you put the carrots for the reindeer. It's not for Santa. Like, oh, Santa should probably cut back on the cookies, so we give him some carrots.
Yeah, even pizza and beer.
Are you, what is your gastro?
I'm kind of everybody likes quiche.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we are.
No, seriously.
Everybody, like, that listens to our show?
Everybody should for Christmas?
Everybody likes quiche at Christmas.
That's not what I think.
You don't like quiche, don't celebrate.
Well, why not? Are they being mean to me again, Chris?
No. Yeah. No, generalized everybody. Like,
No. My family.
Enjoys quiche. And our
Ben likes quiche. But
it's a different country again.
We make quiche, or we'll do a casserole.
I'm not saying it's not delicious. Well, don't bring up casserole.
Love quiche
on that end of the table.
I don't care if Ben doesn't like casserole.
Man, put a crust on it, and I'm fine.
Right.
It's
right.
There's
right.
a crustless.
Yeah. No. My family likes quiche, and we'll do quiche and like pastries and fruit. And you know that's Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is a whole different situation. It depends upon where we're going, who we're seeing.
Some canned chili. Like call it a day.
All right, potluck. And
what else?
Canned chili.
Call it
vegetarian.
Turkey chili from TJ's.
Chris, anything on your end?
We make traditional torso bibimbap. I'm just kidding. Now we go to like Denny's.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We get like a grand salami. Grand salami.
A lot of people do that though.
Yeah, we don't want to cook and stuff,
you
so we're like, let's go to Denny's.
Denny's?
Get a grand salami.
I didn't know there were Denny's.
Moons over Miami.
Moons? Oh my gosh. I
only
remember
once
these.
A year I get that is
Moons
Christmas.
Over Miami.
Oh yeah.
Our show is currently sponsored by Denny's.
I love Denny's.
Someday.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, that's kind of wraps up. Yeah, I know a lot of people that go out on Christmas Day though. And a lot of people I know will go get Chinese food.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
kind of a thing, especially in the Northeast. A lot of our friends would go downtown Philly to Chinatown or New York and kind of do that. But I agree with Ben. Sweets definitely take the prize.
Take There's the cake,
so much
can we
good
say?
Stuff. Mm. Christmas cake.
Coffee cake.
All right, so let's move on to the trifecta of 3, 2, 1, and it's music. Mark and I were driving over tonight, as we do.
We do it.
I was going to say, like, what? Mark and I slayed over tonight with our reindeer drawn sleigh. We're listening to Band-Aid.
Oh. What's that?
Oh, from
it's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. Band-Aid, feed the world. Christmas songs.
Don't you know it's Christmas time?
Don't they Band-Aid? Know it's Christmas time?
What did I miss? That? Here's what I'm saying. Do you want me to go? Is it my turn?
Oh, yeah. Your turn.
You know, I really
sure,
don't
Ben.
Know.
Go.
I'm teasing mine right now.
Is that we calling Ben's
favorite
mom?
Christmas
is that your
songs
mom?
Of all time.
Is there music here?
Yeah, it's coming. But I want to hear from you next.
I was just going to say, I give new Christmas songs a chance all the time, and I just end up going back to being disappointed and going back to the classics. You know what I mean?
Boys to Men.
Yeah, back to Boys to Men. Yeah, that's baby. What I'm talking about.
Don't you know it's Christmas, baby?
BBD. So I don't know. I just stick with the classics pretty much because it's such an ocean of shite songs.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, Ben. It is, dude. There's so much junk. It's such a diamond in the rough to find a good one.
What about
one.
Christmas Jingle Bell Rock?
So basically, time.
Do you like that one?
No.
You don't like Jingle Bell Rock?
The old, yeah, like that's the, a classic. The old one? Yeah.
Bobby Helms.
What I'm saying, guys.
Bobby Helms.
Time has distilled the best Christmas songs for us. We don't need to dive into contemporary Christmas stuff.
What about Mariah Carey?
That's becoming a classic. It's pretty old. It's 20 years old.
Yes, that's my point.
So, yeah.
I have three.
Okay.
White Christmas.
And they're pretty... Well, I'm with Ben. And it's kind of fun because my oldest daughter is against anything really new. So we have the Holiday Tradition Channel. I'm
this
serious.
Is Christmas.
Yeah. Same old school stuff that you would hear at church, the Christmas Mass at church. I like Last Christmas, George Michael.
Okay, I can't.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a pretty
love
good
that.
George Michael, too.
That's I love George. The holiday song, look Stevie Wonder, yeah, Someday at Christmas, is one of my favorite. Pearl Jam actually covers that, too. It's really amazing. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Bruce Springsteen. Then I go all classics.
Okay.
But modern, the pump-up versions, I love that. And Stevie Wonder just is my favorite of all
time. I didn't say my favorite. My favorite is O Come Emmanuel.
Well, Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, like you can't go wrong with any of the, that's like.
MC Hammer. I like the MC Hammer Christmas album.
Who are you?
I'm just kidding.
It's Crix, man.
It's Christmas.
Christmas mix.
Christmas mix. That song's grown on me.
Blasphemer.
And I did this to my mother-in-law last week. We were at dinner in the city. And I have a habit of embarrassing our family.
Do you?
So we're in this restaurant, and I just belted out, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas." Very, like, to the point. It was a loud, boisterous restaurant.
You're excited, man.
It's my thing.
You're excited.
It's my shtick.
If she had lasers in her eyeballs, it would have split.
Burned your face.
Laser beams.
Yeah, so those are my three, but I love... Yeah, I love them all. Do You Hear What I Hear? It's the most wonderful time
so
of the
beautiful.
Year. Little Town of Bethlehem.
Dean
I
Martin.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa
Dean
Claus.
Dean Martin has some
Silent
stuff.
Night. Straight up Silent Night. Hard to beat.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Did you see the SNL spoof on I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
No. That was horrible. That was really funny. That was awkward.
It's their job, man.
The Macy's commercial was pretty phenomenal, though. Yeah, I love Christmas music. I really get bummed when we have to shut it off, or it goes away January 1st or 2nd. It's because it really signifies the end to us of the holiday season. It's like, now we got to go into January.
Yeah,
which isn't bad.
New Year's,
but
2020 this
it
year
it is 2020
crazy.
This year.
That's crazy.
Vision.
All right, so final poll. Top two Christmas songs of all time.
Easily, O Come Emmanuel is my favorite. Landslide.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, let's do this. Old school, new school. So that's old school. Anything new school?
Mariah. Is that newer?
Yeah, that's, yeah, 100%.
Contemporary.
That's a fun
All
one.
I Want for Christmas?
Every time I hear it, it's just like, all right, you got to turn it up. Mark?
Oh, man. Anything Bing Crosby or Nat King Cole and the Vince Guaraldi stuff from the Charlie Brown Christmas show, like, that's...
Christmas
life changing.
I'm gonna go with Oh Holy Night. You know,
Oh Holy Night.
You know when it's they go into the harmony.
Oh yeah,
I dig that. I like that one. And then contemporary, I'm gonna go with Adele. Hello from the other side. Is
what?
That not
a Christmas song?
All right, that's going to wrap up 3-2-1.
Right, I really
thanks
bit on
everybody.
That
give a nice round of applause.
I really bit on that. Sorry.
For your bizarre yet interesting takes on Christmas music. All right, coming up next, smart articles by smart people. Again, we're going to go to 30seconds.com. Inspiring stories by inspiring people. Ways to give back this holiday season. Simple ideas to spread Christmas cheer and kindness.
Articles by Bob People.
All right, so this is back with Smart Articles by Smart People and kind of doing the holiday thing. So this is the title just kind of lays it out without even diving into the article, really. Ways to give back this holiday season. Simple ideas to spread Christmas cheer and kindness. Do you do anything as family? As you know, do you volunteer anywhere? Do you hand out gloves, or do you kind of do it year round? Like, or what are some of the things that you focus on this time of year? I know at our school we do St. Nick's Boutique, which is a cute thing where parents donate a ton of toys, and then the kids can come in and purchase it with real money, and then all that money goes to a local shelter where we live. And then my daughter and I tend to go out around the holidays and kind of slyly pass out money to people that might need it, especially in Bay Area, you know. But we do a few things here and there. How about you guys?
There's this thing called Indian Princesses. I don't know if there's a chapter where you live, but in our town, it's a father-daughter thing, and you do one philanthropic thing a month together. It's just like,
oh, wow.
It doesn't sound like much, but if you just have it in the calendar, you do it, and it's great. So I take both my daughters to the Indian Princesses. It's just dads and daughters, and there's like a guy, a different chief every year, and he decides what you're going to do. And so, like, yeah, at least there's a couple things. Like, we're going to go on Thursday sing to the elderly, you know, at a convalescent home, and give them, make ornaments with them.
You do that every month?
I do Indian Princesses every month. It's 6 months out of the year. So we'll do a ski trip next month, camping when it gets warm. It's like 6 months a year, but I would encourage fathers of daughters to see if there's an Indian Princess chapter in their town. It's really great because you always have this intent of doing something alone with your daughters.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen unless you have some, you know, help. And so there's like 20 dads and daughters, and they end up running off and playing together most of the time. But
dude, that's rad.
It's still, it's a good thing.
No, it's great.
Indian Princess?
Indian Princess.
Yeah. It really sets you up, too,
Indian
for...
Indian guides, too.
Yeah,
we try and tell our kids, and they're pretty good about it, that receiving is not as much fun as giving. Like, yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course we're going to do what tradition, you know, dictates. But that sets you up for a longer tail in life of giving and community and caring. You know, it goes back to that saying, if you ever want to find good people, look for those that are helping others. So this kind of falls into those chapters and lines. What about you guys? Chris, Mark, either one?
I mean, we do, we volunteer at family night at the Alameda County Food Bank. That's our probably one annual thing that we do all the time. But I don't know, I definitely feel like we don't do enough thinking about giving back during the holidays, and it's always like, again, like, am I always the bad one? I feel like Ben's always like, yeah, I do three things.
You're bad. Yeah,
yeah, I do the bad one.
Pretty,
I'm more like thinking,
awful.
What am I doing on Amazon? What am I going to buy myself? I need a neti pot and an Instapot.
No, but I combo. Think that this is a cross section of different parenting styles and different things and different life scenarios. And in the way you were brought up and how that reflects now, and then what you're willing to change or not change or learn or grow.
It's challenging. Let me just say that. It's challenging to put your mind in that set of, in the mindset of giving back, because like you're already thinking about what I want to get or what I'm giving to my kids, or it's never really like, oh, let me give back to the community or to the, you know, to the needy.
Well, you know, if you go to a church or something like that, the good thing is they set it up for you a lot. Like they have things that they make it easy. Here, come to this or give to this. Whereas sometimes you have to go seek out a program, and that's what's hard. It's like, you know, but if someone prompts you to, you know, hey, this group is going to do this, you know, this thing of servitude, then, you know, then it's easier to hop on board. That's why, you know, it's good to have organizers and groups, and that's why social media is good, too. We found a good program in Alameda that's doing a good old program for the homeless, and I'm like, oh, yeah, boom, hit RSVP.
Yeah, so. We sponsored a child in San Francisco who was in need. We sponsored a family who was in need. We donated to a food bank. St. Nick's Boutique is a big deal at the kids' school,
sure.
As you said. So we try this year, you know, we try and get the kids to be really mindful of the fact that there's people in need, and particularly this time of year, that you need to be mindful of your blessings and be mindful of people who don't have the same blessings that we have. So that's the huge part about this time of year, is being really thoughtful about others. And you know, I look around my house, I think, you know, how much more do you guys need? And there's people who need food and clothes and things that are
right.
I think bigger than that, and it's like, you know, that and that's why I like the whole, you know, the whole for present mindset, the something you need, something you want, something you need, something you wear, something you read. I love that for present mindset.
I hate it.
Why?
What?
Why?
I'm only kidding.
Okay. I mean, I'm all about those that for present mindset, because in reality, you know, what more do you need?
Yeah, but this kind of goes hand in hand. I can't help thinking about how we are constantly trying to damper how many presents we're giving our kids. Like, we're really getting strict this year. Like, we're spoiling them. I think almost everybody in our kind of demographic, or even our kind of like socioeconomic class, they're spoiled, man. Like it's very hard not to give what you can't afford, because we could all like afford a lot of plastic crap or even small gifts. But like, we are consciously saying we're going to give the one big gift, if you know what I mean. And then we're going to give one other. And there it is.
Yeah, we're getting into experience too. Like, my oldest,
yeah,
just
that's
wants,
what I mean.
She wants to travel this summer, so she's like, I don't really need things.
And
I want to.
Yeah, we love Christmas for the experience now.
Right.
Right. And
well,
so
hopefully, I say too, though, the one thing, just to kind of wrap around what Chris was talking about, like, one thing I can say thank you to my kids for is reinvigorating this in me as they get older, and they're very community and socially adept. Whereas I went through my 20s and 30s, I kind of like fell off the charity generosity wayside, and they're teaching me how to be more well-rounded again.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, my daughter, I'm not bragging, I'm just sharing a little snippet. Hurricane Harvey came through, and she's like, Dad, can we do something? Cause they had all the donation things on television. And I said, well, let's sell lemonade in the driveway if we can. Mm-hmm. And we went out for a couple hours. We raised, I don't know, something like $280, something like that. But when I walked away from that, I'm like, I would have never thought of that, done that, or been there. But now I'm back in that space, and I really enjoy that. So it's kind of nice that we're trying to reciprocate with the kids. Yeah.
Children also call us out. Like, suddenly you're like, oh, it's time to raise our kids and be our best selves. Like, and like, it kind of straightens us out a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Calls me out on, like, you know, you gotta live it. You know, that's the only way to really teach them is to live it yourself. So, yeah.
Right. And we could adapt that to many divisions of life. But yeah. I totally agree. All right. Well, that'll wrap up that. Thank you, Miss Dawn Taylor. Ways to give back this holiday season. She had six simple ideas, and it was just really simple stuff, which I like to do all the time. Just pay for the person behind you at the drive-thru, offer to babysit for a family with a tight budget, or take their kids for the night, put an extra 10 in the Salvation Army bucket, all that kind of stuff. So thank you. And yeah, we always learn something in this little round, so cheers, guys, because next cheers. Up, we're going to have to get serious and go into the holiday quiz.
Parrot quiz. Quiz.
All right, it's time for the parent quiz. It's our year-end parent quiz.
Thank God.
Good luck, everybody. Should we keep score?
Nah.
Where's the Pearl Jam set list?
Right there behind you. Grab it. Grab the Pearl Jam set list.
I think we can keep score. Mark, can you keep this in your head?
Of course, he cheats.
He does cheat.
I'm just kidding.
You're what? Kidding. All right, kidding. So there will be approximately 10 questions. If you're playing in the car, please pull over if you're going to Google the answer. But for the most part, you should know a lot of these. We're going to do a little bit of December. Who sings the song December?
The Decemberists.
No. Incorrect.
That's the cold November rain.
November Rain, Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose, lead singer. Decemberists, great group, by the way.
You like them?
Yeah, I love the Decemberists. Love Head and the Heart.
I guess you do.
Head and the Heart's great.
Donka Shane.
They are good.
Donka Shane.
All right. Question number one. Was Santa originally named Saint Nicholas? Yes or no?
No.
Sinterklaas. right? Is that from in the Netherlands? We call him Sinterklaas.
He was a Turkish priest, originally Turkish priest. So Nicholas. So maybe because Nicholas would have been from that.
Yeah. Krampus.
Hmm.
Krampus.
Well, he was a real saint.
That's a horror.
He was a real saint. So I'm gonna say
Saint
yes.
Nicholas.
Yeah, I mean, he was from, you know, like the...
Wait, what's
like
the question?
Turkish.
Was it
Turkish.
Saint
yes.
Nicholas?
The answer is yes.
Yeah. His name is
he
Saint
was
Nicholas.
Originally Saint Nicholas.
Yes. Saint Nicholas, yeah.
Okay, when is the first day of winter? Is it December 1st, December 21st or 22nd, December 13th or 14th, or my birthday,
21st,
December 20th?
21st, 22nd.
Really? I always get this wrong. I always think it's like November.
You guys can say what you want. I'm going to say December 21.
What's the first
that is Ben 2, table 0.
What?
First one to answer.
He just right jumped right
He's
in.
He's just
there.
Going
it's 21st.
On.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's 21st or 22nd.
It could be.
Right.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
Well, so no. Now you're jumping on.
There was three options.
Winter solstice.
Easy. The solstice is 21st or 22nd.
It
depends on
up.
The time.
I get it. I know. It's my wife's birthday.
21st? It's my brother's birthday, okay?
22nd.
Into the mic.
Creepy. Let's have my brother fight your wife over it.
Can you guys arm wrestle?
No, I have two.
We're going to move on to New Year's.
Wait, hold on. Mark, he's cheating. He does not have two.
No,
what did you said you had two?
He jumped
He is cheating. He didn't get this.
You didn't get it?
Yeah.
We'll you didn't get December
rewind.
21.
We'll rewind
that didn't count.
Listeners, can you tweet us?
Is there a lazy recliner on the line or not?
It's getting very convoluted. The prize tonight, however, is a Cadillac Escalade.
Oh!
Fine. See?
1994 Cadillac Escalade.
I need that.
It's unblocked.
I need that.
As in wheels. Yeah. No engine.
But,
right, what's the next question?
Out. Go on.
It's nothing. You got to pick it up. Tow truck.
What does Auld Lang Syne mean?
I know.
Oh,
Auld Lang Syne. Does it mean time's gone by, for the future, or old gang sign?
Auld
Lang Syne. I like that.
Wait, what?
Yay.
Time gone by. Time gone by.
Okay.
Time gone by.
Time gone by.
Yeah. Old Lang Syne.
Mark, you care to answer? Because if you miss your cue, you're going to get
he's Googling.
Like you cheated again.
He's Googling.
What's your answer?
The two answers, the first two are what?
Okay. The answer is time's gone by. Chris and Ben both get it correct.
Oh. Ben
Mark with
anything.
The delay. Did not take that one.
Okay.
Which will be the last place to celebrate the year 2020?
That's easy.
On January 1st, 2000. Antarctica.
Oh, wait.
Russia or Hawaii?
Australia.
Hawaii.
Oh, really? Hawaii?
Hawaii.
I think it is Hawaii. Yeah, that's right. On the Dick Clark. It's always they cut
Prime
to Hawaii.
Meridians in London.
And then the first is Australia.
The answer is Hawaii.
So who won?
6 points.
Ben.
Oh, wow.
The place that is the first to celebrate New Year's is situated along the International Dateline, which runs through the Pacific Ocean slightly to the west of Hawaii. Hawaii is therefore one of the very last places to celebrate the New Year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
During the Chinese New Year, what activity should you avoid to ward off bad luck?
Ooh, let me guess.
Should you avoid wearing red,
no.
using scissors, or cleaning the house?
Ooh. Cleaning the house.
No. My mom used
during the Chinese New Year.
Scissors.
She cleaned the house.
It's probably scissors because the cleaning the house. Yeah, my mom would always.
Scissors.
I don't think it's clean.
We've heard your answer, Mark. Please let the others
stand down.
Participate.
I think it had something to do with mirrors.
Cleaning the house, I'm going to say.
But, all right, cleaning. I'm going to say the scissors one.
The answer is using scissors.
Yes!
Avoid using
life.
Scissors or knives, or else you may cut off your chances for a lucky New Year.
Yes.
It is pretty arbitrary.
See that?
Makes sense. Okay.
All right.
But if you eat noodles, you have a long life.
Noodles.
Yeah.
Why, that's a fun Mark fact, but that is
Mark
not
gave,
in this quiz.
Mark gave himself 5 points.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You did. You're not. No one's close to me.
What year did the New Year's celebration in Times Square begin? 1904, 1912, or 1933?
33.
I'm going to say 33. All right, well, if everyone says 33, I'm going to say 12.
33, Industrial Revolution, Post-Industrial Revolution.
Interesting. Confidence.
I'm going to say 12.
33.
Because it doesn't have to be that. They could just have all gathered together.
Well, the correct answer, gentlemen, is 1904.
Oh,
the earliest one, see?
The Times Square celebration started in 1904 to commemorate the opening of the new headquarters of the New York Times.
So nobody got it.
Okay, we're in the home stretch. This is it.
I guess, okay.
Wow. Listeners, hang in there. It's tense in here. Not tense with a T-E-N-T-S, T-E-N-S-E. What fruits do New Year's revelers in Spain eat at the stroke of midnight?
Ooh, I got it.
Ben?
Orange.
Kumquat.
Oh,
go ahead.
I know. No, you go.
Go, no. I'm going to say
grapes.
Interesting, because the three choices are your selections almost. Oranges, grapes, or pears?
Orange.
What country again?
Spain.
Spain?
I'm not Denmark.
I'm going to say for Spain, the pears.
Is it pears?
Yeah. It's grapes.
Let's go pears.
It's grapes.
Oh, this is the pears.
It's grapes.
Spaniards traditionally eat 12 grapes.
Wow. Good job.
I don't know why.
Good job.
One for each month of the year. The tradition began in 1909 as a way to consume the grape surplus in the Alicante
region. You really have those points. I just don't believe it. I've been kicking booty, and somehow we're tied. This is like
Rocky versus Russia. Not eaten to symbolize a financially prosperous new year?
Oh, I got this one.
Which,
whoa, haven't seen that confidence since 98. Is it cabbage, lentils, or pork?
Ooh, I don't got this one.
Sounds like a Yiddish
thing. Which of the following is not eaten to symbolize a financially prosperous New Year's? Cabbage.
I'm going
to
say pork. Well, they don't.
Not eaten.
I was going to say.
Not eaten.
What don't you eat so you get rich?
In what culture? Is it specified?
If you eat cabbage, you're going to go broke. I say cabbage.
Oh.
You go cabbage too?
Yes.
But it sounded like some kind of almost.
Three.
Or pork.
Two.
Cabbage.
The answer is pork.
See?
Dang it, I should have stuck with it.
It's a Yiddish thing.
Some people eat cabbage and other greens, as well as lentils and peas, to bring good financial luck.
Yes.
Pork, on the other hand, symbolizes progress, not necessarily luck.
Well, what's weird is that when you make Hoppin' John for New Year's, it has pork in it.
Oh, that's great.
What's the hell is great. That?
Thanks for that fun fact. Right. If you're superstitious, which of the following would you avoid eating on New Year's?
Ooh.
Lobster, steak, or fish? Lobster, steak, or fish?
If you're superstitious.
Probably fish, just because the other two are delicious.
This is an interesting
twist
answer,
too. I'm going lobster.
Okay, Mark says lobster.
Superstitious.
No.
Steak or fish? Lobster, steak, or fish?
Fish.
He says fish in general. Ben?
Lobster's too weird, so I'm going to go with lobster. It's too arbitrary.
It is lobster.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The reason, because lobsters walk backwards. They symbolize regression to some people. Mm.
Do they walk backwards?
Yeah. Flop, 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 flop. In the water, you see them flap backwards.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
They flop, flop, flop back if you try to grab them.
Did you see that? Did we get that on for the YouTube show?
Yeah.
No, not for the blind.
All right, final two questions.
I have
What's
Nanny
score?
Came in you guys.
He and I are tied, but he's...
What?
Oh, my God, so
that
loud.
That is an outrage.
Which country rings tied, in New Year's by burning effigies called Jack Straw?
Ooh, that sounds like...
Which country rings in New Year's by burning effigies called Jackstraw? Is it the Czech Republic, Romania, or Hungary?
Those are so close together.
I was going to say Japan. Jackstraw, though, is probably Hungary. Hungary.
I'm going Jackstraw. Czech Republic.
I'm going to say Hungary.
Correct answer is Hungary.
Yes.
Oh, Ben.
See that?
You just faced... Contestant B.
Dude, it's a slug match.
Hungarians burn effigies of Jackstraw, an imaginary man meant to symbolize evil. Final question.
All right,
listeners, this has gone on forever. Which country refers to New Year's Eve as Hog Manay?
Hog Manay. Harry Potter.
Is it New Zealand?
Hog Manay.
Scotland. Or Ireland?
Let's go New Zealand.
I'm going to Ireland with the Celtic.
I'm going Ireland.
I'm going to go New Zealand.
Because of Celtic.
All right. I'm going to go Scotland.
Okay.
Was they Celtic?
And the correct answer is Scotland.
Oh, jeez.
Ben wins.
Scots welcome the new year with celebrations they call Hogmanay. They begin on New Year's
Eve.
Oh,
you pronounced it wrong.
Hogmanay.
Well, if you said that, I would have known.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Didn't have the phonetics down here. How stuff works. Quiz zone.
Did I win a second one in a row?
Congratulations, Ben. Your Escalade is outside with a big ribbon and a remote control.
Auto start.
Held by your wife.
Wow.
She's ready to hand you the keys. What a beautiful night. Hey, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, MK. What a show.
The winner is Ben for the year-end show. Thanks for a great show. Thanks for a great year. Love you guys. Love you, too.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year's.
Good times. We'll be coming back in January with no themes. We're just going to get back to parenting and talking about that stuff, because there's a lot to break down as life goes on. Thank you for enjoying us and your comments and your feedback and following us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Dad Timeout Show on
everything,
right? Just straight live. Dad Timeout
straight
Show.
Up. Just Google it.
Yeah, we appreciate you and we wish you the best of the holiday season and a fabulous new year, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace out, everybody.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.